Well, Christine, how are things going in Silver City?
Oh, we've had a busy crime reporting week, Edmundo.
Okay, well, let's get things started because this is an interesting case. Heavy crime, but there's a guilty plea on a case from a while back.
Yes. Well, Rudolfo Aguilar pleaded guilty in second-degree murder, beating death of his girlfriend. He pleaded guilty in September in Silver City District Court, and he's still awaiting sentencing in that case. That will be sentenced in Silver City District Court later this month or next.
And what is the possible sentence for him?
Up to 15 years max, I believe, for a second-degree murder conviction. And his victim was his girlfriend, Marcela Perez. And that case dates back to March 2015, I believe.
Let's go on to another case. This one, really, it's shocking to me because it's been in the court system for 3.5 years with somebody that started out as a juvenile.
Yes, this is really a tragic case all around. Filemon Varela was 16 years old when he allegedly shot and killed his two cousins, Eric Vega and Jose Chugi Varela. And Filemon has been housed first at the Luna County Detention Center, where they house juveniles. And since he turned 19, he's now been moved to the Grant County Detention Center. But he is not convicted yet, and he is awaiting trial for 3.5 years in this case. And now the Supreme Court has his case, and now he's awaiting a decision. So his case can't move forward until the Supreme Court rules. Right now they are reviewing a motion from Judge Robinson in District Court to suppress statements that he made to the police and the probation officers when he was arrested. So until the Supreme Court rules on that, there's not going to be any movement in that case, and Filemon is still, he's just waiting, you know, for 4 years to have his case resolved and have that go through the courts.
How unusual is this, especially for a minor?
Well, it's an unfortunate occurrence, but I don't think it's that unusual, in particular with Supreme Court decisions. The Supreme Court doesn't have to abide by time restrictions like other courts, so they've actually had the case or had the motion in front of them for almost 2 years now. In another court, if it wasn't the Supreme Court, they would have to rule on that. They couldn't just, you know, keep it for open for that long. So, unfortunately, the Supreme Court doesn't have those restrictions to abide by. So they will make a decision when they make a decision.
And is there any timeline as to when that's going to happen?
No, they heard oral arguments last March. So it's been almost a year since they actually heard the arguments.
Sad
I checked
case.
With the Supreme Court, and they do not have a timeline that they expect a ruling in that.
Very sad case indeed. Now, here's another interesting story you're working on, a meth bust.
Yes, the Silver City Police made an arrest, and they took $16,000 worth of meth off the streets. The person charged in the case is Ruben Torres, but his defense attorney, Dan Dietzel, believes there may be some constitutional issues with the search warrant. So we'll see what happens in that case. I'll be writing about that today for tomorrow's paper.
So with there being an issue with a search warrant, I take it they don't give the meth back.
I don't think so. But the case will go to magistrate court for a preliminary hearing. I believe it is scheduled for possibly January, maybe sooner. I'll have to double check. But that will be the first time that this will be addressed in magistrate court, and we'll see what Mr. Dietzel does for his client.
Well, Christine, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.